Pope Benedict XVI says he is praying for the rescue of the 33 miners in Chile trapped underground for 69 days. The miners began leaving the mine at midnight local Chilean time. Benedict spoke at his weekly public audience at midday in Rome on Wednesday after the first men were pulled out in the early hours of the rescue operation that has riveted the world. The Pope said in Spanish that he continues with hope to entrust to God's goodness the fate of the men trapped in the collapsed mine in Chile's Atacama Desert. We spoke to the ambassador from Chile to the Holy See, Fernando Zegers Santa Cruz, to get his reaction to the rescue.
It is a day to be extremely happy, to thank God, as the president and the miners did, and really to celebrate an operation which I feel has been very well performed, extremely well performed. And to celebrate, I think that the people, the miners and their family, have shown an extraordinary courage, resistance, and faith. They have behaved in a way which really is to be commended. And all the actors, well, those in charge of the operation, the engineers, up to the ministers and the president, they have done an extraordinary performance. It is, in a way, a miraculous rescue, but humanly, it is an operation very well performed. And I think in Chile, we are also grateful for the help we have received, the assistance from abroad, from NASA, from experts from different countries, and so on. But the operation has been performed by Chilean engineers and by Chilean people, and we feel very proud of that. Speaking now as ambassador to the Vatican, the faith in God has been present from the start to the end. The miners commended the operation to their saint patron, San Lawrence, and they have proclaimed, well, their confidence, their reliance on God and in Our Lady. The patroness of Chile is Our Lady of Carmen. And the miners downstairs and the families upstairs, they have all put their fortunes in the hands of God. It has been a testimony of faith.
There was talk of the miners not being reached until November, you know, further on, but obviously, rescuers have been working night and day to make sure that the miners were got up safely and earlier than predicted.
There was a very hard work by all committed to that, starting from the president downstairs. But the three options were moved when option A, which took a long time, was felt to be too long. Options B and C were explored, and then, without going into details, three kinds of engineering operations were prepared and staged. Finally, the one which is operating is an option B, not the first option A. It had to take a long time because of the depth, 700 meters, and because of the dangers of drilling very near to the miners, because another accident could have happened, that is, the fall of rocks or whatever it was because of the drilling. So it had to be done with care and measuring time. That is why it was programmed for a long time. The time, thank God, has been shortened because a number of possibilities were explored until a shorter way was found. But the shorter way had to be a safe way. Today, I think, the operation is being done with the maximum safety possible. First, people went down to the hole to assist the miners before the first miner could come in or go up. They're going up one by one, and it takes 45 minutes to prepare the miner down in the hole, and 15 only to take him up. And of course, everything is prepared upstairs too. They having medical attention, psychological attention, and so on, and being taken care of from the first moment. So it has been remarkably quick for the scenery, the safety precautions which had to be taken. But you are right, it was done in a much shorter time than previewed at the beginning. Thank God, because they have been 33 days, 33 minus 33 days. That's downstairs, huh?
Ambassador, I just wanted to ask you, it's been a life-changing experience for these miners. When they come up, their lives will have changed. But obviously, they'll still have the support of the Chilean people.
Well, they will have the support of the Chilean people and the support of the Chilean government. Well, the government is decided to ensure that they are able to lead normal lives after they recover. Well, the recovery will be, of course, insured, and also the relocation of the miners. They will be helped to get a new beginning, a new opportunity. And of course, also, the president has announced that he has ordered the review of legislation and regulations to impede a second accident happening in the future.